Today is Thursday, February 4th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording at 4:37 my time because I had a break in work, and someone scheduled a meeting for 5 o'clock, so I thought, you know what, I'll go ahead and record, and then I'll take 30 minutes to do my recording and editing, and I'm a little bit late, I'm 7 minutes late, and then I'll join that meeting at 5, and it's 5 to 5:30, and then I'll stop, I'll be done for the day after that meeting is over. I did ask, I did email the person and say, hey, is there any way we can do this meeting tomorrow, because 5 is a bad time for me. I didn't really go into a lot of detail as to why 5 o'clock is a bad time for me, but I really don't like working outside of work hours, and I end my workday at 5 o'clock, but I will attend meetings as we found out last week when I was attending meetings at 10 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. my time. I will attend meetings if I'm needed and if there's no other time that we can have them. Sometimes we're having them with people who are working in other countries or other time zones, and it's really difficult to get together during the workday, but I don't know. And 5 o'clock, you know, five to 5:30 is not horrible. I don't know. I'm kind of done at 5 o'clock. I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do anymore. I just want to record my podcast and go downstairs and turn everything off and turn my brain off and watch TV and cook and whatever. But this is why I'm recording early. You guys will get it at the same time or who knows when, because I'm probably not going to have time to release it. So it won't affect you at all. So I'm just rambling about what time I'm recording for no apparent reason. So Moose P emailed me yesterday after I talked, and I thought, oh my God, that is such a random thing that I'm talking about as far as green potatoes are concerned. I thought, no one will find this interesting. Why am I talking about green potatoes? And then Moose P emailed me almost immediately after I released the episode and said, while you're concerned about poison in food, let's consider your breakfast starch, rice. Did you know rice contains arsenic? No, I did not know that rice contains arsenic, Moose P. So he gave me an article. He says, this isn't good, right? He said, here's an article. Now, I'm not gonna bore you guys by reading the article. It's a fairly long article, but the takeaway from it was, it actually can be detrimental to your health if you're a person that eats a lot of rice. It said if you're a person who, especially the Asian population who eats rice with almost every meal, this can really impact you. And there are all kinds of things that can cause cancer. I mean, everything can cause cancer, right? All of these things that it can cause, death, all of this stuff that arsenic can cause. And it said there's arsenic in most rice because, the rice soaks it up or something because arsenic is found in the soil. So I don't know what I can eat without being poisoned is the bottom line. It said you can try to find your rice somewhere that has less pollution problems. And, you know, there are other things you can wash your rice. We always wash our rice before we cook it. So, I mean, that's more to get rid of the extra starch, but we do that already. That can remove up to between 28 and like 35% of the arsenic could be removed by washing the rice. It said, and how do you know if the place that you're getting your rice from has not as much pollution? We do have, actually, Mark prefers a brand of rice that I believe is an Asian brand of rice that he's used to. But we do have a rice growers here in Arkansas. Now, I'm probably totally assuming this, you know, incorrectly. But I feel like other countries have more pollution than Arkansas has. And this other rice that we normally get is, I don't know what country it's from, but I know it's not from the United States, and I know it's not from Arkansas. And I feel like Arkansas is a pretty nature-heavy, low-pollution state. I could be totally wrong about that. So I don't know, maybe I'll try to convince him to switch over to the Arkansas brand of rice. I'm not sure. Where I grew up down south, they had a lot of rice fields near where I lived, maybe 30 minutes to an hour away, because they grow rice on the banks of the Mississippi River. And Arkansas is actually bordered by the Mississippi River. So we have a lot of, what's it called? Is it Delta? Is it Delta land? I can't remember. A lot of flooding areas, flood plains that get a lot of the runover from the Mississippi. Although I'm sure the Mississippi is polluted. It probably has arsenic in it. Bottom line, potatoes are poisonous. Rice is even more poisonous than potatoes. There must be a million other things that are poison. They allow bug parts in ketchup. What can we eat that's not poisonous and doesn't have bug parts in it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We're all eating poison and bug parts, basically. So that's the bottom line. Anyway, thank you for your email, Moose. Melissa Ho on Twitter gave me a site to a Filipino grocery store where I can get banana ketchup. Thank you for that. So we actually do have, Mark calls it the Asian store, but we do have a store here that sells Filipino foods. And I think there's more than one. I think there's a couple. And he actually told me that one of them is closing, is going out of business. So we may have to start ordering stuff online at some point. But there is a local store that he goes to, and he'll get banana ketchup and stuff like that. But I'm going to share this link to him because maybe it'll have some stuff that he hasn't been able to get here locally. It's called Sukli, S-U-K-L-I, at sukli.com. Anyway, thank you for the link. We do have some banana ketchup in the cabinet right now. So I was just thinking, oh, I'll just take this Italian/Americanized spaghetti recipe, which is not a recipe. It's a jarred spaghetti sauce, okay? Who has time to make spaghetti sauce? You buy a Classico roasted garlic and tomato, or a tomato basil, or, you know, Newman's Own, whatever, Ragu, Prego, one of those. And you can doctor it up. You can add extra basil, or you can add extra salt or sugar or whatever you want to add. But there is no reason to. I've tried to make sauce, but it always ends up tasting too tomato-y and too acidic. And you find all these recipes online where, oh, quick and easy tomato sauce recipe. Just take a can of crushed tomatoes and cook it for 10 minutes and add salt, pepper, garlic, oregano, boom, you're done, or whatever the case may be. But it always tastes like canned tomatoes on pasta. So I think the good sauce recipes, you have to let those cook for hours and hours and really mellow the flavors and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, who's got time for that? Ain't got time for that. So that's why I normally buy a jar. Anyway, we're not eating a lot of spaghetti right now because, even though I don't think Weight Watchers is technically a low-carb diet, the more carbs something has in it, the more points they're going to charge you. So I try not to eat pasta very often. Kathy Bacon says, so many bitches on this show that I copycat watched from you. And she's talking about Virgin River on Netflix. It's kind of a chick flick show. This woman, she has a tragedy in her life, and she decides to move to a small town. It is a beautiful town, by the way. And I did some research on it. They actually they film this show in an actual town, but I believe it's in Canada, I want to say. I believe it's in Toronto or somewhere around Toronto. But anyway, there's a bar called Jack's Bar in this show, and they actually film the bar scenes in a bar, and they just rent out the entire bar for a few hours while they're recording, and it's an active bar. It's a bar that it's a tourist attraction in whatever this town is. But the town is beautiful. There's a river, obviously Virgin River. It's mountainous. There are trees all over the place. But there are a lot of not nice people. And yeah, Kathy, actually, we were just watching last night and we got to the episode. She says, thought the Prego X was Winchy. The ex sister-in-law from the dead husband is a real treat. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it. I mean, it's not really one of those shows that you can spoil, but yes, I can't really explain it. I'll just say, Kathy, I agree with you that both of those women are not very nice. And we'll just leave it at that. But I'm enjoying it. If you just want some kind of, you know, it's kind of like a Hallmark movie, but turned into a TV show. It's got a really cute, beautiful town. It's got pretty people who are dating each other. Or kind of not really dating each other. There's some mystery. There's some intrigue going on right now with an abusive spouse. Anyway, so thank you for your tweet, Kathy. So I hope you're enjoying it. We're not quite finished, but we may finish that either tonight or over the weekend. Baron Frosty poted. He posted a picture on Twitter of a chubby boy that with a caption that says, "Fitness is my passion." And it says, "Me after doing 10-minute home workout." How dare you, Baron Frosty? That boy could totally be me when I was younger. All right, well, there's your Twitter read for the day. Thank you all. Now, you can contact me via email or phone number. So all of you guys who think of things, I certainly enjoy the tweets. Keep it coming. But if you want to give me a call, that would be fine as well. Speaking of, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.